We better start.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Ladies and gentlemen, meeting to order.
You just, we have a list over there. Mr. Henry, do you have the public comment card? Or we can, I can just call the people. Yeah, you can get the list.
You ready for this? You just raise your hand, I'll call on you. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And if we can have, who's going to be the lucky person? Guillermo, can you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Guillermo.
You have the floor.
I apologize beforehand for my voice. If I cough, I've been a little sick these last few days. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
She's getting chairs, John. She's getting chairs. Let's calm down. All right, well, very good. Very nice. Penelope is getting chairs. Let's go ahead and start with a roll call. Mr. Secretary, roll call, please.
Okay, President Thomas.
Here.
Vice President Benjamin. Treasurer Hopp. You can see her, okay. Secretary Hendry, here. Mr. Agzarian. Mr. Anand.
Here.
Mr. Kamara. Mr. Ciccarelli. Mr. De La Pesta. Here. Mr. Guevara. Thought I heard it here, but I didn't see him. Well, he could report when he gets here. Ms. Havard, I had an excuse for Ms. Havard. Mr. Lazarevitz. Here. Okay, Mr. Merez. Mr. Martin. Ms. Meyer, Ms. Sandoval, no, I don't know why I keep listing her, Ms. Skelton, okay, out in the audience, Mr. Taylor, Mr. Thompson, Mr. Bolecka, see Mr. Bolecka?
Here, okay. Here.
Very good. We have a quorum.
Very good, we have a quorum, we can conduct business. Moving on, comments from the chair, I have nothing at this time. Let's go ahead and start public comment. What I'll do is I can just call on you if you raise your hand. Everyone has 2 minutes to speak, and we are going to start with Candito. So then Kathleen Padden, did you want to speak? Okay, Kathleen is not ready yet. Do we have anybody in the audience that would like to participate in public comment? Well, this is amazing. Okay, here we go. Okay, so then you can speak on that when we get to it, which would be better. Anybody else for public comment? All right, Dan, Dr. Dan. Yes, sir. Of course, come on down. Dr. Dan Wiseman.
Reasonable for this. Number one, the bank meets tomorrow night, the Valley Alliance of Neighborhood Councils, and they meet at the Sherman Oaks Hospital just down the street at about 6:30. Anyone who's interested certainly should be going to that. I've given Mr. Waleko some papers on the community impact statements. because I'm concerned and I want to be sure that they get fully put up. I understand one was and several others are in process. You should be getting a confirmatory letter from the city clerk for each of them that you submit, and you'll also see it appear in the council file. So that's when you know it's really there. I have not seen, and I'm not sure whether it's been done or not, whether this council has sent its approval of the new minutes, of the new bylaws of the Los Angeles Neighborhood Council Coalition. I brought a copy for you today, and since I wasn't as active in the council as I was before, I don't know if it's been done yet, but certainly I would recommend that you read, approve, and we do have representatives going to that coalition already.
Can you email me the bylaws, Dan?
Do better than that, I can give you a copy right now.
Perfect. All right, I will agendize that for the next meeting. All right, do we have any other public comments? Yes, sir. We can wait till the 7:60 when we get to that into the agenda. That'd be better. Miriam, you have 2 minutes.
Public comment?
Yes, this is your 2 minutes of your 10 minutes for the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry. Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad everybody's here tonight. We got a good show up tonight. I want to let you know that the city council meeting was here Friday, and I asked them to reinstate the public's video conferencing here at Van Nuys City Hall. For you people who don't know, that they opened it up in 2006, and I approached Councilman Englander, and I said, Englander. I said, why can't you just open it up? It's free now, the cameras, and it can be done, and it has to be done now. Why does the Valley just continue to keep procrastinating, not getting the video conferencing, and not doing succession? They're not hearing us down here. They're taking our tax dollars, and we don't have a say what's going on over the hill. They're spending like crazy in downtown. You people are paying for over the hill for all their services, and we're getting the short end of the stick here. And the MTA is a complete monopoly. They don't let the people here in the Valley have their voice. We need to split the MTA. We need to split the city up and create our own succession here, our own city. This is high time. Time is now, and we need to do it now, okay? Because in the next couple of years, it's going to be very, very bad financially for the whole country. We need to turn this around. We need to get our real estate up.
15 seconds, Miriam.
So we need to have succession here if we can't get the video conferencing on. Absolutely, because otherwise, we don't have a voice.
Thank you, Miriam.
I'd like to do public comment, too.
All right. Donna, how are you?
Okay.
Donna, you have 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. What I want to do is explain further. Every time on the city council on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, they have a city council meeting that's downtown. But so right now we have to go all the way downtown to be able to speak in front of the city council. But we used to be able to go to Van Nuys and do the video conferencing and speak over there. And which was right in my neighborhood, real close, and I know it would help a lot of people in the San Fernando Valley not have to go all the way a couple of hours to go downtown. So I believe that if good advertising, I really believe there's a lot of people are angry in the San Fernando Valley. There's a lot of issues to be angry about the San Fernando Valley. And yes, you can fight City Hall. People out there on the television hear what you're saying. So that you're really speaking to them to wake them up. So I really believe that there's a lot of people that can be going down and do the video conferencing for things that are near and dear to them and things that really make a difference. So we got to stop letting city council think that the only thing that's important is Hollywood film industry and big development and everything downtown. All the money goes downtown and their pet projects. And very little is done in the San Fernando Valley. And they say, well, maybe people in the San Fernando Valley don't even want it because they can't hear them. And therefore, I'll just do the things downtown because I hear the people downtown. What you don't see, you don't hear. City Council doesn't see us. Therefore, we don't exist. So if we open Vietnam's video conferencing, we do exist. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Donna. Anybody else for public comment? Yeah. Kathleen, you have the floor. Kathleen and Maria.
Thank you for the time. I would like to discuss something about vendors. Here, all up and down Van Nuys Boulevard, these people that have their stores are bringing out their wares out onto the sidewalk. The mannequins, their cash registers, their clothes, their shoes, and all their wares. And I don't think it's a good idea. I don't like it. I don't like having food. There's a little place on the corner of Cedros and Kittredge where there is a chapel for the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Fatima. And these vendors have their food and their greasy stuff right there when you're trying to say a rosary. And I'm really not happy about these vendors. There's grease, there's food slopped all over the place. Women are changing their babies' diapers and putting them in the Holy Family Garden. This is sick, and it's got to stop. They've got their corn on the cob, and they just leave it in the Holy Garden, the Family Garden. It's not right. I belong to the parish. I've been here for 53 years in the same house. And I do the crown for the Blessed Mother in the Holy Family Garden. I'm a Eucharistic minister at St. Elizabeth's. I'm proud of my church. And I want the people that are out there selling food, which is illegal. It's wrong that they do this. And they shouldn't be on the streets. They should not even
seconds.
Be there. Okay, I'm finished.
Thank you, Kathleen. Next up, Maria. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Thank you. Let me just say first, they did say that they're asking security to come and bring new chairs for us. Sorry for that. Thank you. Per Dan Wiseman, he wanted me to acknowledge you. And to let you know, thank you, because you do go to a lot of meetings, as well as because of you, you're the reason why we have these chairs. In the past, we had chairs that was broken. When you sit in it, it's cracked and everything else like that. So we are watching, and we just wanted to publicly say thank you in front of everyone, because it's because of you that we have these chairs.
Yay, Miriam!
Yay!
She should be on the neighborhood council.
All right.
Thank you, Candy.
Yes, ma'am. Come on down. You have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Lizette. I'm from New Economics for Women. I came here originally in around November to ask for support for our Holiday with a Heart event, and Van Nuys Neighborhood Council did provide us with that support. So I just wanted to publicly thank Van Nuys Neighborhood Council for the support of $500 to purchase youth gift items. We were able to touch a lot of families through this support. Our Holiday with a Heart events here in Van Nuys and Canoga Park touched over 600 individuals. So I just have a letter from our executive director thanking you guys. And in case you needed it, just a receipt of the items that we did purchase for the youth with the money spent.
Bravo.
So thank you very much. And just on one final note, our Family Source Center is located just down the street at 6931 Van Nuys Boulevard. We offer a lot of resources, and right now we're a VITA tax site. That means that we're doing taxes for free. I'll leave my flyers over there. And we're also a certified enrollment entity for Covered California. We can assist with Medi-Cal applications, Covered California applications, and the Kaiser Child Health Program. It's for children 0 to 18 who do not qualify for Medi-Cal but meet lower income guidelines. And also it's open to non-citizen children. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And then, Candy, do I get a hat?
Yes, you do, Mr. President.
All right, you're recognized, sir. All right. You're on.
Thank you, Mary. Yay. Mr. President. Let's give a big hand to our president. Please come forward, everyone. Come on, let's come forward here. And thank you, Mr. President. I'm keeping an eye on my time because I want to make sure I don't use up my time. But it's very important that we hear from all these people tonight because they love Van Nuys, Mr. President. Yay. And, you know, Miss Patton, I want you. Where's Miss Patton at? I want come on, Eva, come on up here. Where's Miss Patton? She left? Well, everybody thinks she's harsh, but that woman is, honestly, she. If it wasn't for people like her, Van Nuys would just go downhill. She fights for the right reasons. It may sound a little harsh at times, but she has the right spirit in her heart. Mr. President, we are here tonight because we love Van Nuys, and tonight we formed a group called We Do Love Van Nuys Roundtable, and a lot of these are people who live in the area, who were once part of the Van Nuys, and who want to see Van Nuys rebuilt, revitalized, and restored to its former glory. So that's why we're here today. And Mr. President, we want to present you with one of the first hats. It's called We Do Love Van Nuys, and we'd like to present that to you. And if everybody would give this president...
Thank you very much.
In regards to, again, to Ms. Patton, she's fighting for the right reasons. Don't take her harsh words because that woman has a heart of gold. So, again, and she's a wonderful one. We also have Mr. Martin Light here. He's here tonight because of the issue of he lives on, Martin, you live on Cedros and?
Leadwell Street,
and they have an issue, and we're going to bring it before the council. Yes, it's on the agenda, and you'll be addressing that issue. But Mr. Martin Light has been part of this community for many, many years. Where's Eva Rossnight? I got to show you a gem of the Van Nuys. Eva, come on up. Where are you at? Come on. Eva Rossnight was with the YMCA for many, many years. Made sure that no child was turned away. Eva, if Mr. President, if you'll give her 30 seconds. Again, I'm keeping time on mind. We have six spots here, so I want to make sure we fill it in the right.
All right, so
go ahead, Eva.
Hello, thank you, Andy, for inviting me. I have been involved with the Mid Valley YMCA for many, many years, and we are trying, you know, for the working with the seniors, for the kids. We have programs for every age group of the children, and they are not sending any kids away if they can pay or not. We do give scholarship. I was in charge of sending kids to camp every year for a week up in the mountains. And believe me, that's an experience for them. So many of them never have been out of the city. They never seen the trees or lakes up there. And it's really, they don't forget it. You know, so I hope we can all work closer with the YMCA. They're working with the seniors. I know I did a lot of senior trips. They didn't drive anymore, and they were so happy to get different places. So I, you know, we are, the YMCA is right in the middle of Van Nuys, and so I hope, you know, we get support from the people around here and from Van Nuys. It's a very great, great program down there. So thank you for letting me speak and tell you about the YMCA.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I want to introduce a very special gentleman, Mitch, here, who's involved in securities, and he's one of my best friends here. And when we really need to discuss things with the police department, making sure Van Nuys is safe. Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate your kindness being here. Ms. Benavides, where's the council office? Jim D'Antone, would you please step forward? Ms. Benavides, this is a true, true legend, a hero of the San Fernando Valley. Because of the honor and what Ms. Martinez, councilwoman, along with Jim Tantona, we met with them. And Jim, we have a letter. Where's the
Mr. Piper, do you have the letter? Do you have the folder? We have a letter that Ms. Benavides wrote out as far as the history of what she did for Van Nuys. We want to present that to the council office so we can have the dedication of the baseball field. She didn't ask for the building. She asked for the baseball field where she started working and making sure that every child had a place to go. So in her own fantastic. Words, I mean, if you have any questions, we'll fill that out. But Ms. Benavides, would you like to say something to the council office?
That's all right.
You have some. You have so many. You have so many kids.
Well, I have helped volunteer a lot of places. But I forgot to name some of them.
That's okay. We'll get them. We'll fill in the blanks. The thing is that when nobody else cared about the children in that area, when nobody knew what Sylvan was and it wasn't a politically right thing, you were there back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. This woman sold tacos, hot dogs with Miss Penny Myers' father-in-law. I mean, Mr. Myers was the one that brought me to and recognized, look, we got to recognize this woman. So thank you. Thank Mr. Myers for all you did for Delano. She calls it Sylvan Park. So let's give her a she's a big hero. Thank you, Penny. And quickly, we want to do this long. Some of the young people that have worked in our community. Here you go. If you'll introduce yourself. Where's Casey? These are some success stories for our community.
Hi, my name is Michelle Flashberg. I've been working with Candido since I was 11 years old in the city of Van Nuys. I just first want to thank all of you for reforming this round table so we can take back our city. And here's Casey.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Casey. I've been living in Van Nuys my whole life, and I've been helped by Candy and the YMCA when everybody else doubted me. I was told by authoritative figures, such as teachers and other school staff, that I wouldn't make it past the age of 18, and I wouldn't amount to very much if I did. Well, now I own two successful businesses, and I'm a taxpaying citizen that also helps people out in need. I'd like to thank Candy and the YMCA for staying behind me all those years when I needed guidance and help. Thank you.
We're almost done here. Father Rodolfo, who again started the food bank along with Lee, if you'll give that, we have him on the list here, if you'll come here. All right. Father, if you'd like to talk about some of the, do you have any paper you'd like to spend, flyers?
Yeah. Mr. President, my friends, I am Rodolfo D'Agostino from Van Nuys.
Bravo.
They call me father because I'm a Catholic priest. But what I do, it is because I'm Rodolfo, not because I'm a priest. We have with Miss Lee organizing the service center. We do love Van Nuys. We do love and serve Van Nuys.
Bravo.
We have a center there giving out food. She can tell more about this. She's the coordinator. The other day, one came, said, Father, I'm not Catholic, but I need some food. I told my friend, hunger doesn't have religion.
Bravo.
And we are there not just to give out food, but to welcome them, to make them feel comfortable, to love them, to smile to them, and help them in a way that we want. Nobody goes there without going away with something.
Good evening. My name is Lee. I'm the coordinator for the service center at Santa Elizabeth Church. And I've been working for Father Rodolfo for quite a few years and serving all the community in Van Nuys. And I think that we have done a great job. But now we are even better after we have the support of the food bank, which is giving us a lot of food. We have approximately 70 families every week that we give food and clothes and whatever they need. We always have a smile. We always have a help, a nice word. we make them feel comfortable, and we treat them like us to want to be treated. And I do thank very much the food bank, especially Candido, that he's been a great help, Mr. President. And I think, you know, we're going to be, we love Van Nuys, and we are happy to do the job that we do.
Mr. President, in closing, I want to thank you for allowing this time. Jeff has been working with us, and we're looking forward to getting him on the neighborhood council. We need people like that. Mr. Cambera, you got the closing words, because I know that we have your name on that. We can't thank you enough for allowing you. That's the one thing that you've done, Mr. President, is you've always been balanced, and you've allowed all of us. Sometimes we overtalk, we undertalk, but you've always. John, you have your closing.
Angelino. Mr. President, council members, my name is John Camara. Today is a new beginning for our beloved Van Nuys community. We have declared that we no longer allow our beloved Van Nuys community to continue in a downward spiral with the creation of the new We Do Love Van Nuys Roundtable. We are declaring that Van Nuys will no longer be called a second-rate community. Together, we will begin working with our Van Nuys Councilwoman, Neri Martinez, to renew, rebuild, and restore our beloved Van Nuys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And we do have business owners in the area, MPC Body Shop, et cetera. We're all here.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Candy. All right. Yes, Jeanette Hopp, and then Dora, if you're still here. All right, you're going
to
be next.
I don't want to go to that one. So what I'm going to say is I am gratified and very happy that you're here, and we want to say bienvenidos, and we want you to come every time we have a meeting, not just one time to tell us about something you're doing, but every time, because if you do, and if we all work together, then we can accomplish a whole lot more than if we're fighting at odds with people and not being able to do what we want to do, because we all love Van Nuys. That's why we are sitting here. We're not paid. And many of us are on multiple committees. I'm on five of them, and I have to go downtown a lot. And I don't have a job, and I'm not making any money, so it's difficult. But I'm doing it because I, too, love Van Nuys. I've lived here for 38 years. I've been in the valley for 60 years, but the last 37 all in Van Nuys since I've been married. My husband had a home here, and that's where I am. And I do what I can for this community because I love it as well. Even that 38 years, a lot of things.
Mr. President.
Happened, and I have to tell you, they haven't been the better a lot. So if you help us, we will help you, and we want to do that. So please remember that and keep coming. Thank you.
Mr. President, if I let one closing comment.
Just real quick, and then John Henry has his hand up too.
Ms. Hopp, again, I thank you for your service. But Mr. Piper, where are you at, Mr. Piper? Mr. Piper has been here since the day he was born and has been trying to get on this neighborhood council and has done more in the last 2 years than anybody on this board. So I want to acknowledge Mr. Piper, and we hope that we get you on the next board. Mr. Piper, thank you very much.
Mr. Secretary, Mr. Hendry, you're recognized.
Okay. I just wanted to say, actually, yesterday was Van Nuys' 103rd birthday, and I had vaguely thought we should have brought a cake, but I didn't expect such a remarkable crowd. 100 people like this can do a lot for Van Nuys. That's the better definition of what a centennial is, 100 people paying attention to what 100 years means and what the next 100 does. So thank you all for coming.
George.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary.
George.
George. I hear my name. Yes, Roland, you're recognized.
You're asking these people to come back again, but I hope we get enough of chairs this time when they come back so they can have something to sit on. We didn't expect this crowd, but we're happy to have you. We didn't expect this. We're working to get them. I've been hearing on the side that we are going to get some more. So don't worry. If you come back, you'll be able to sit comfortably. We're happy to have you here. If nobody understood that, te puedo decir en español que la próxima vez que vengan, vamos a tener algo donde puedan ustedes sentarse tranquilamente. Gracias.
Perfecto. All right, so we're going to hear from Dora and then Officer Kabunik. So Dora, from Assemblymember Adrene Nazarian's office, you are recognized.
First of all, I wanted to go ahead and announce that Assemblymember Adrene Nazarian, he's your state representative. We represent the 46th District in Van Nuys, and he will be hosting a free healthcare forum. So everyone is welcome to come. That will be taking place on March 1st, and that will be in North Hills. I have flyers and my contact information if anybody has any questions. We welcome everyone to come, become informed of what's going on. Do you have a question? Becoming informed of everything that is going on and any issues that you might have in regards to anything that has to do with any state department, please feel free to contact our office. We're always there. Our doors are open and you guys are all welcome. Do you mind if I say this in Spanish?
Go for it. Say it in Farsi, Armenian, whatever you got.
Oh, I wish. Hola, mucho gusto. Mi nombre es Dora Esparza. Yo represento a la asambleísta Adrene Nazarian. Él es su representante.
Habla en el micrófono.
Oh, okay. Él es su representante al nivel del Estado. So cualquier problema que puedan tener que tenga que ver con el Estado, por favor, siéntanse libres de comunicarse con nosotros. Aparte de eso, vamos a tener un taller gratis sobre plan de salud. Si tienen cualquier pregunta, ustedes pueden venir. Todos son bienvenidos. Va a ser marzo primero en North Hills. Tengo la información. Tengo papeles enfrente. I have flyers in the front. Cualquiera que tenga una pregunta, por favor, siéntase libre de venir. También vamos a tener una rifa de una tarjeta de $50, which I didn't say in English and I will say it, para todos los que vengan. For everyone that comes, we will have a raffle, a $50 gift card at the end of the forum. And with that being said, today I wanted to make sure on behalf of the assembly member to present the certificate for Van Nuys for 103 years. That is amazing. The assembly member, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yay.
The assembly member is very honored to represent Van Nuys. You guys are a big part of our district. And please know that whatever it is that we can do to be of assistance, we're always there and the doors are always open. And if I can please have the neighborhood council receive this certificate on behalf of Assemblymember Adrene Nazarian for 103 years of having Van Nuys.
Thank you, Dora. Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll take it. Howard's in charge of that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, so then Guillermo with Councilwoman Nuri Martinez's office, you're up next. And then, Nikki, did you want to speak? Are you good? And then we'll go Nikki and then Officer Kabunik. So Guillermo and Jim Tandona.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Good evening, council members. I'm happy to be here, and I please ask you to, I apologize in advance for my voice. I was sick last week, and my voice is starting to come back. We're currently, I got a few updates. A few weeks ago, we went out with some members of the community, Van Nuys, to look out at the stuff on Van Nuys Boulevard. And, you know, with the merchants and putting the merchandise out in the public right-of-way. So what we're currently looking at is we're talking to the department on ways on how we can go ahead and dealing with it. So we're looking into it. excuse me. The pedestrian bridge on Raymer, city services, it is something that's operated by the city, and city services will be out by towards the end of the month to work on the graffiti that's currently there. And as far as the lights are concerned, because I know a lot of the lights are either punched out or just non-existent, the entire thing isn't there anymore. We will be contacting the department to see what we can do about maintaining the lights. And question?
Oh, well, I was going to ask. Right there at the north side there, there's an opening in the fence. It basically allows a lot of the school kids and everybody to walk across the tracks instead of over the bridge. Is there any way we can get that patched up too? Because earlier today, I saw a bunch of kids crossing the tracks, and a couple of times they were crawling over freight cars.
Through the fence?
Yes. And
okay.
One time, the one freight train was starting to move when one kid was starting to climb over.
Well, that's something we can definitely look into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
People on the bridge watching us, and there was four kind of nefarious-looking individuals watching us. And I would say they
don't fall in.
Yeah.
It was not a safe neighborhood, and up and down that street, there's a lot of debris, and it's just nasty. It's better than it was. I will tell you, Jerry and I were talking about that, and there was a time when you go down there and there was abandoned furniture and abandoned cars and you name it, it was there. It's better, but it's still bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dangerous. And a lot of people take that back road because they're coming from Target or they're trying to avoid that one intersection at Van Nuys and Raymer. And they do that, I do it. So that's why I have to tell you, it's not good. I picked up a screw and gave it to Jerry and said, look, that was right by my tire. And I
wow.
put four of those in my tire and two nails. So I'm one of those that hates that.
Yeah.
Mr. President.
Guillermo, back to you. Did you have something, Candy?
Yes, Mr. President. I'm watching my time. I want to make sure I don't over talk. But again, I want to thank you for the kindness you've shown the people in this community. Ms. Benavides, as you can see, she's only 19, but. What we want to do is we want to make sure that hopefully by summer we can have an event. We have private donors who will be willing to pay for food, for entertainment, but we want to make sure the councilwoman is there because this wouldn't be happening because of, without the councilwoman. And we hope that the president will invite Ms. Martinez to this at the next meeting. It's very important that we knock down the walls and that we bring and invite Ms. Martinez here. So, Mr. President, I would ask you if you can extend an invitation to them. As
I think Jim and Guillermo know the invitation is open always.
No, we don't need an open one, Mr. President. We need a formal invitation closed. For the councilwoman.
There it is.
Candy, can we follow rules of order? Basically, when someone's giving public comment, that's their time to speak. And they have 2 minutes, and we shouldn't turn it into a
right.
discussion.
Excuse me. I know you're new on this, and you took my seat, and I was kind enough to give you my seat so that you'd have a couple more years. You really have you got to go through the election process. But I called on the president. He gave me the time, and then I spoke to the council.
No, but it's just if we address everyone during public comment, then it's just going to take
forever. I understand
that,
but are you the parliamentarian or is Mr. Joseph the parliamentarian?
I'm the chair of the Government Affairs Committee.
Who is
our Sergeant at Arms? Let's argue about this later. Did you guys have anything else for us? Very good. Mr. D'Antona.
Just to update so that I never have to see Candido sitting on a trash can again. This is terrible, embarrassing. GSD has told us, and why you see no more of the plastic chairs in here. They came through, swept them all up. They've already ordered the other chairs similar to these. Hopefully, I was hoping they'd be here by now. They should be here in the next couple of weeks. So by the time you're here.
Thank you, Jim.
Horrible, you know, embarrassing to have to do that. But City of L.A. No, I know. I never want to see it again. but on the more serious subject, Fire Station 39, popular topic in this room. That was on the agenda 3-4 weeks ago. And it has been removed. Councilman Labange's office and our office saw the study that Bureau of Engineering did on the sound and how they justified that sound was mitigated. Neither of our offices were satisfied with that study, and so we yanked it off the agenda. Bureau of Engineering has done some new calculations, looked at new mitigations, things that could happen for the neighbors in that area that would limit the sound. And we will be recirculating mitigated negative declaration for comment probably around February 19th. It'll be officially out and will be open for comment, I think, for another 30 days. And then the process will kind of go back to that start of the Board of Public Works again before it comes to council. So that's where it's gone. That's why it hasn't shown up, been back on the agenda. And obviously there'll be more discussions, but that will be coming out. And I know Bureau of Engineering wanted us to let you know specifically that that can come for any comments that the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council has for it.
Bravo. Very good. Bravo. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Nikki, are you ready? Nikki with Councilman Paul Krikorian's office.
Hello, thank you for having me. For the first time ever, I'm here to actually give you guys something. I'm always asking for something. Councilmember Krikorian has come up with a new beautification grant. He does a matching grant for up to $10,000 per neighborhood council. So if you guys have any beautification projects in mind, this is the time to do it. It's a really simple grant application you submit, and you can do it for up to $10,000, and we could get a project going in the area.
Nikki, can we get a clarification? Is that only in Krikorian's district that overlaps ours? Yes. So it's like Woodman to Howard, what's the...
Is that little... So we can do them. Come on, we can come up with something.
Okay. Perfect.
It can even be a cleanup. I mean, it doesn't have to be. It can be a cleanup. It could be something with service providers.
Thank you, Jeanette. Nikki, did you have anything else?
The other thing, I'm sure you guys have all heard, but the Victory Lots, the Dasher Lawless properties have sold. The Macy's lot has sold. And the Pinecrest lot has now been transferred to KB Homes. So lots of great development going on in the area. I think we're going to see that revitalization that Candido is always talking about. I'm sorry?
The plan for the Macy's lot?
No proposals yet. They just sold, like, last week.
It's a great piece of product.
It is.
Very good.
That's it.
Well, thank you, Nikki.
I got a quick question. Nikki.
Okay. Yep. Derek.
When is the beautification grant going to be determined?
It's an ongoing grant, but I think the cycle for this year is April. The deadline is April 11th.
Okay. Remember. Thank you.
Sometime in April.
Piper.
Perfect.
Is it for churches that's in this area, or only for the neighborhood council? Is it for anybody?
Well, it has to go through the neighborhood council. So if you have a church in mind, they want to come to you guys and work with you to work with us, that's great. But it just has to go through the neighborhood council.
Neighborhood grant.
Do I have a card? You don't have my contact information, really?
Yes, okay.
Okay. Mr. President.
Perfect. Thank you, Nikki. Yes, did you have something, Karen?
Yeah, Nikki, in regards to the Mr. Piper is going to be working with us as far as the block grant dog. We've done those before. He's contacted your office. Mr. Piper, will you raise your hand? So he'll be in touch with you to make sure that Van Nuys gets their fair share of those grants. So, yeah.
You know, each we have $80,000 set aside, $10,000 right. For each neighborhood council.
We only need five.
It's an equal divide. It's not divided per portion of the district. Yes.
One of the things I just had, Ms. Hobbs says that we don't have the money for it. It can be matched with labor, supplies, et cetera. Is that, am I correct, ma'am? It's not that you have to match it. No, it's, you can't. In the paper and in based on the past, is you had to match it, neighbor councils or any group had to match it with labor, supplies, et cetera. Right. Where's Mr. Cordero? Mr. Cordero, are you here? Mr. Cordero, when we did the one in 2004, you supplied all the equipment. Is that correct, sir? For the Kistrick, and again, we qualified because donated.
It's a pilot program. So whatever you have in mind, bring it forward, and they will. It's a matching fund. It is matching fund.
Very good.
But, it's a pilot program, so bring whatever idea you have. And if it makes sense, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
It's not. And then, again, you guys have such a small portion of the district that, I'm sure we're going to try to make it work for you.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
Thank you.
We already have an ad hoc.
Ms. Hop, I thank you for that, but I'm going to be stepping down after March. So, but we will still be here. We'll still be here.
It's an ad hoc committee for beautification, and those two gentlemen will be working with you, Nikki. And thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
Mocha karam. Are you, Officer Tony Kabunik? Are you guys ready?
Thank you and good evening.
Yes or no?
Again, for those of you who don't know me, I want to introduce myself. I'm Tony Kabunik. I'm your senior lead officer here in the central area. Alongside me is right now the loanee for the area just north of Sherman Way. And I'll allow him to introduce himself.
I'm Officer Nunez, and I'm the acting senior lead officer for the area which we call Adam 5, which is everything north of Sherman Way between the 405 freeway and the wash east of Sherman Way.
And I'm senior lead officer Katie Pascal. I have A-19's area, which is Victory to Sherman Way, Van Nuys Boulevard, eastbound to the wash.
Right now, we are three of seven senior leads in your area. So we're responsible to oversee the crime patterns, the quality of life issues, and what occurrences happen in your particular area. That's our responsibility. Understand right now, we do have Scott, and Scott's on alone. That spot was vacated by Senior Lead Officer Verdeen, who became a detective, and he's now serving at Devonshire. So that position's open, so we're hoping maybe Scott would come aboard maybe in the months to come. But again, it's a trial run for him. Be gentle on Scott, okay? I just want to let you know a little bit up to date. Year-end numbers, we just broke even. We're about, give or take, right about 0% as far as our crime. That includes violent and property crime. We weren't really above water and we weren't really below, so we broke even. This year we're hoping to improve that number by perhaps another 5% decrease in both property and violent crimes. Right now what we're seeing, and the year has started off with, again, our property crimes, as I mentioned to all of you before, is our grand theft auto, our burglary from motor vehicle, and our thefts from persons. That's something that each one of us have to be responsible for and take care of. Otherwise, we will become a victim. And I can promise you, if you leave those items in your car, you will become a victim. You will become one of those individuals. Those individuals who are targeting your cars are those who are coming out after hours, midnight to about 4 or 5 in the morning, and whatever you leave, whether it's on your driveway, subterranean garage, you leave those goodies behind, they're coming in. Another thing we want to address is quality of life issues. It impacts all of us. As soon as we walk out our door each morning, quality of life issues, from homeless to some of our transients who live along the boulevard in some of our neighborhoods out here, to some of the bulky item, the collection, the graffiti, and so on. That impacts all of us. It's a blight on our community here, Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks area. That's something we address as well. So by all means, when you gather our information, provide us what you need, what that activity is, what that quality of life issue is, so we can get those entities behind us. Understands that sometimes you got to be patient with us, because sometimes there's a 10-day to 15-day turnaround, and those are the things that we can actually get our hands on. There's other things that take about a year to get a hand on as far as to see it through and work that problem out. So please be patient with us, but be supportive as you have been. Understand our position. We've done a number of patrols, foot beats, and walks through our Irwin Street Mall. We want to start here in the central area of our mall area. We worked closely with CD2 as well as CD6 on these issues. And we're starting to see kind of a light at the end of the tunnel on some of the issues. But again, your support is greatly appreciated. So any questions from the board right now?
Yes. Tony, yes. If I can ask, I know later on in this meeting it's going to be brought up under C, an
inviting the LAPD representative to discuss safety kit bags and how they could possibly impact the LAPD Van Nuys station. We understand that the medical packs will be strapped to the leg. We were wondering how many packs you already have, how many packs that officers do not have, how many officers are without packs.
You know, I'm not real informed on the packs as far as how many of the numbers that we do have. I know we are trying to get as many as we can. We have about 200 or so officers here at Van Nuys. So I think we're probably looking in that ballpark as far as getting our football.
8,000 packs available for the 10,000.
No, that's not true.
Candy?
If I may, Mr. President, I've been in touch with the police commission and the secretary there. There was allocation for $8,000, but they're way under that number. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we brought forth that we neighborhood council should step forward and bring forth these trauma kits, because for all of you out there, it's not just for the officer, it's not for just the person, that the criminal who might get shot, but just imagine if we have the worst earthquake that will ever hit California. It's going to come, and all of these officers right now, they don't have the trauma kit on their leg. It straps onto the leg. They will be able to assist you if you have injury. Am I correct?
Yes,
sir. So we need to get these kits to them, because, and we have a detective here who would verify that. Again, I forgot your name, sir. Mitch. We need those kits on these officers, because when they have them, not only are they protecting their lives, but they're protecting ours in any type of future disaster. So I hope that the neighborhood council will support that funding.
Anyone else have any questions for the LAPD?
Yes, I do.
Miriam, you're recognized.
Why don't we go to LA City Council and get the money from them? They got a $7 billion budget, and they could certainly afford these $8,000. Let's go directly to them.
Very good point. Thank you, Miriam. Anybody else for? Yes, Donna, and then Jeanette. Very good point.
I just wanted to know if you guys had a few cards on you that you could pass out to a few board members so that we have your number and we can get all of you in emergencies. We've been having some.
We do. We have some cards, and I'll get that to you.
Okay. Very good. Yes, Paul, you're recognized.
I just wanted to ask you about Lock It, Hide It, Keep It, because you brought this up. And I think that one of the things you brought up that maybe got glanced over, but I think might be good to emphasize, is that you mentioned underground parking and secured parking is also being hit. And people think that their belongings are secure just because they're in underground parking or because they're in those things. So maybe you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, I think the only people who are really secure are the thieves, because they have the lighting, they're secure in underground parking, the subterranean garages, and often our patrol officers aren't able to really see who's underneath there and what they're doing. So again, the subterranean garages, they're gonna give you a false sense of security. You're gonna leave your belongings there for your next day and so on, and we get items such as laptops, GPS, remote controls, phones, and so on left in those vehicles. And that's something that we ask you through Lock It, Hide It, Keep It, our campaign, remove those valuables, take them inside, and by all means, you know, secure that vehicle. Otherwise, you're going to have a bad morning when you come out. Okay?
Mr. Henry, and then we're good.
Okay. I'll just ask one for Officer Tony about my own neighborhood and city street lighting. All of a sudden, I've realized something I should have realized for years, that there's a dark spot along Hatteras. It's the first dark spot east of Sepulveda, and I'm always seeing strange people hanging out in the dark spot. And it's right next to my driveway. I go home from this meeting, I'll probably see somebody. What can you, I don't necessarily call the police every time. There's certainly maybe different people every time, but what can be done about this kind of dark spot problem?
The dark spot problem, we have that throughout the city, as you know. But when we start to find that we're starting to see people congregate, maybe partake in illegal activity, we seek the help through our street lighting program. I may get involved with either our council district members and then see if we have the budget or the means to get that, or we go back out to the community and have them, in a sense, provide kind of the surplus for that to get that in there. But then again, it's a burden to the community as far as getting everybody round up to agree on that price, or it could be that individual. We try to work it out on both ends.
Well, I'll be glad to talk to you about it at another time. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect, John. Thank you.
And Maria, and yeah, Maria.
Sure. The issue with us coming in on these every time as far as all our senior leads.
George.
The issues that we face is conflicts with other neighborhood watch meetings, other events, and so on. But what we try to do is try to do like a rotation and get our senior leads here. That way they can address the communities that are involved here.
It's just somebody here present. You know,
exactly. Exactly. And that's what we plan to do this year.
Okay. And Roland, and then you guys are good. Roland.
Something different of what everybody has been talking to. I see lots of newcomers. If they need the restroom, it's through that door there to your left. So in case anybody needs the restroom, it's through that door in the back to your left. Thank you.
Thank you, Roland. And thank you, guys. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, moving on. Item number 5 on the agenda is the Secretary's Report. Mr. John Hendry, you are recognized, sir.
Okay, we distributed copies of the minutes.
The minutes are up online, the minutes are on our Facebook page, and all the council members have the minutes.
The only question, or the only thing we have not had a special discussion about was the December special meeting, which, as you remember, immediately just reverted back to being an executive committee meeting. So the recorded votes would have only been for the 5 executive members. So
It's my understanding that we did not have a full council quorum when we were discussing the vote by mail for the election. And by default, we are having a vote by mail ballot. And we have copies of, if you would like to sign up for it, over on the table over there. And it just has to be not postmarked, but it has to be in by March 12th or March 13th. So with that, Mr. Secretary, we can now move on approving the January minutes normally scheduled. And then if we could have 2 separate votes, one on the December minutes and then one on the December special minutes, we can the world will keep turning. So
I still have the problem, though, with December special minutes in the sense that we did not take great sequential votes. We just essentially ended up having an executive committee meeting.
Well, I believe we had a full quorum for the beginning of it when we ironed out the language for the fire station. So all of that is copacetic and kosher.
Well, that's the part, I missed. If you took a vote, I just remember walking in about 15 minutes late. And
I'm happy to table it. Howard, what do you think we should do?
That one section, okay. So you may call whichever ones you approve it, to vote upon and have them seconded.
I'm happy to vote for the approval of the minutes for the December special meeting minutes. The main reason we called the meeting was for the Fire Station 39 relocation community impact statement anyway. So I'm happy to vote to approve the December special meeting minutes. And
well, that's kind of something I don't have. I have what we did at the executive meeting, which I would have had to gone back and put together as one out of 5 votes. I missed the special vote.
What would you propose? That you review your notes and then So let's table the December special meeting minutes, and then we will finish it up in March, right? Okay. Everything, because we're flying right. So let's have 2 separate votes, one on the December normal meeting minutes and then the January minutes. So
sorry for confusing everybody. Okay.
I make a motion that we approve the December general meeting minutes.
Second.
Okay. So I call for the vote.
No kissing. Okay. President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp.
What's the vote?
Okay. Secretary Hendry. Aye. Mr. Anand. Mr. Kamara?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Mr. Guevara?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Yes.
Mr. Merez.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Ms. Skelton.
Yes.
Mr. Waleko.
Yes.
It passes unanimously.
Very good. I make a motion that we approve the January general meeting minutes.
Seconded.
I call for the vote.
In 30 seconds. Okay, President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp?
Aye.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Anand?
Aye.
Mr. Kamara?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Mr. Guevara?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Mr. Merez?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Ms. Meyer?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Skelton?
Yes.
Mr. Waleko?
Yes.
Unanimous? Yes. Passes.
Very good. Did you have anything else for us, Mr. Secretary?
Just to remind everybody, the bank meeting is tomorrow night. I've committed to go, and other people can have a good time going. It's an interesting meeting, and you don't have to necessarily participate. It's an interesting meeting to go and observe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Moving on the agenda, item 6, Treasurer's Report. Jeanette Hopp, you have the floor.
Okay. All right. As you guys should have in front of you, and if anybody else wants one, I have.
The investigator guys.
Yeah. I approve.
I need one for me. Okay. For the month of January, we spent $74.24 for FedEx. That's copying and faxing to Dunn. And you all know how I do that. And you also all know that they're doing their annual reports. And if Kat had problems, it's nothing compared to what I've been getting, let me tell you. All of the things that she took down there, they lost. And I've said many times I don't want to give them the originals, even though they're asking for them, because if they lose them like they did for her, we're up, you know what, creek without a paddle, and I don't want to be there. I said, you know what? So, please. Thank you. Okay. So, bottom line, that makes a problem for all of us we don't need. At the same time, they're also asking for things that we, if you remember, we did those resolutions to cover the things that disappeared that we couldn't find, et cetera, and everything was supposedly okay. Well, they're now asking again for stuff that preceded my tenure that had to do with the previous election in 12, and paperwork that I don't have. So I spoke to Thomas Soong today, and he did say that he would try to help us resolve that issue because we thought it was already resolved. But it gets better. He's no longer our advisor. We get someone else. And he's the one that knows us, knows our committee, and knows what's been going on. So that doesn't help us at all either. Okay, I have a lot of, and Howard can attest to it, emails back and forth from a fellow named Merlo Manoy. I thought it was a woman. Turns out to be a guy. The last one was not a very nice one. So he's demanding that I come see him and bring everything immediately. And I told him that I was on 5 different committees, that I'm doing a lot of different things, and I can't just drop whatever and come when he wants. So we're trying to work out a time when we can get together, and I apologize for the report being longer, but you needed to know that. Okay, we had a Subway, like here, for $30.90, El Pollo Loco for $32.69, so we're spending roughly the $60, which is not bad, and it was because we had a lot of dignitaries at that meeting, and I knew we'd have a lot of people, and so I spent that. The LA newspaper group, I need to get a copy of their ad. I don't have it yet, and I told them the bill for the ad. And they said they sent it to me, and I don't have it. So I need to talk to the woman that was in charge of that. Elisa knows about it. We all spent, for our local election, the different people that are in our area, $336 each for our ad, which I may or may not have with me. I don't have it with me. It's in my car. You'll forgive me, too. My car is up on jacks because my brakes started to try to go out, and I nearly got killed twice, and my husband was working on them today and went to get parts and somehow lost his keys, and it got to be a hairy situation, but I finally got the keys to him, and we swapped cars because I was driving my son's 1965 Ford Mustang stick shift, and it's scary because I haven't driven a stick shift in 40 years, so I was scared I was going to get there in one piece, but I did. So anyway, it was not a good day, let me tell you. All right, the council member cards and flyer election stuff, whatever, I spent $65 for that. Total balance previously before we deducted anything was $14,053.45. Current balance is $13,515.51. But do know, as I always note, that there's outstanding things, so I'm never sure exactly what really we have because they don't always tell me when they've taken care of stuff. We do have the outstanding amount for the photographer. We also know that we weren't getting bills along the way, and the whole thing got really confusing, and we didn't vote on, you know, each bill. If we had gotten one, we didn't do that. But if we'd gotten one, we could have voted on each one as it came. We didn't do that, and so now we have a problem. And I looked at what I thought was the bill Maria was not. It was his form to show that he had a business license. So I'm like, okay, now what? So that is something we need to resolve. I'm not sure how we're going to do that. As far as the budget advocates report, because that's on here too, I might as well while I'm standing here. I'll only briefly tell you that there's a number of things on which we're working. One of them is the usual white paper like they have. The other thing is there's a multi-million dollar, and I didn't bring those notes with me because, again, I left in a rush to help my husband and left them in my car, did not bring them with me. I didn't have time to go back home and get them. So it's roughly, I'm going to say, and don't quote me, please, because I know I'm not exactly right, but I know it was something like 500 and some million that were short on the budget, and there were some other issues that have come up in addition to that, and we're working on trying to see. One of the biggest problems they had was with a subpoena with the fund that was for, I think the fellow's name was Mr. D'Arcy. And it was a fund that had to do with the union's charity or charitable account or something to that effect. And, pardon me? Education. Okay. And, Dan, you know, what was the amount?
$40 million.
$40 million that up and disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to. So we've been asking about it. We subpoenaed them, and he has refused to adhere to that subpoena, and we're going forward on that in other ways. But that's one of the biggest things we're discussing. There are other issues that related to the budget that I did not bring my notes, so I apologize. But basically, we're trying to work on those things because if the DWP keeps wanting to raise rates, and they did have some kind of, and Dan can speak to this because he and I talked about it the other day, there is some kind of a freeze on raises or something for 5 years, and here, help me out, would you please? Dan. There was a freeze on raises for about 5 years. You and I were talking about. Would you please?
Since 2008, it's called managed hiring. It's probably going to be loosened a little bit. The deficit this year is expected to be, as it is every year, $250 million.
I was off by half, but there's more. Which is why I doubled it, because we were talking about that part. So between, right, and they did say it was loosened, and they did talk about some of the people that they may allow them to hire. That means more money going out, but not more money coming in necessarily. And this is what we've all been working on. So it's been difficult. We've had a problem with trying to arrange meetings because of so many other ones that they sometimes conflict with, like the bank meeting. So we're constantly having to change the dates. The elections that we're currently having in the different areas also have interfered with it. So it's been very hard to meet. And we postponed the last one, and they haven't rescheduled it again yet, the current one, and they haven't rescheduled it yet, so I can't tell you when that's going to be, but as soon as I do, I will get the information and make sure I have a better report next time. And I again apologize for all the stuff that happened, but it was a awful day. I mean, I'm even lucky I'm here.
Glad you're here.
A simple suggestion.
Yes, dear.
Whatever you turn in, mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, yeah, they were telling me if I did, right, well, they told me if I did that, I wouldn't have to worry about it, but that's what Kat did, too.
I understand that, but Kat never
She didn't? Oh, she just left it. Okay. All right. Well, they promised if I...
George.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll call you, Kenny.
When you say to somebody, this is the original invoice. I am giving it to you.
You lose it. That's it.
No more to do with it. It's yours.
Okay.
Sign here.
Well, that's what Merlo said Merlo would do if I brought it all in.
So what is the status on that, Jeanette? Because we have these emails from Merlo, Manoyas, and they're very strongly worded.
Tell me about it. Now you know what I was saying.
And it's my understanding that you cannot produce documents when you are not the treasurer.
So exactly.
In this one, he's asking for reconciliation for the quarters of July to September 2012.
And I wasn't on the board until like October or November.
Okay, so
precisely my point.
Is there any way you can...
Well, that is what I talked to Thomas about today, and Thomas did say he would help me with that, and he would let him know. But
December 2012.
Yeah.
January, it's all been March 2013.
All of the stuff from this past
year
and the end of 12, I have, and I submitted it, and I have some of it with me as we speak. I know I don't have it all, but I have some of it.
So what is... our resolution.
Our resolution is I am going to have to make a meeting to go meet with this gentleman as he's requested. You saw my response to the nasty one he sent me. I sent one right back. I don't normally get like that. I will again apologize, but I just have had it up here with people getting in my face.
Is it a question of just transportation? Do you need,
Howard
or Joseph to give you a ride? You want to carpool downtown?
Anybody got a loose million they want to give me? No, seriously. It's a matter of
so
two things, the gas and the time.
I will and meet with him, right?
I will go meet with them. I'm supposed to be getting a parking pass, so I don't have to pay $10 every time I go. The fellow had me fill out the paperwork when I was at the last budget advocate meeting, but he didn't give it to me because I told him I have a handicap placard. So it's like, oh, that.
How soon are you going to meet with him?
Well, I need to. I responded to that one, but I didn't respond to his response to me. So I need to
respond saying that we're addressing it at this meeting tonight.
Right, and that I will get in touch with him, and I will try to set up a date. I don't know that I can necessarily go to the one he wants, because what he's asking me for, I've been trying to get from you or John Henry, and that is that I need physical copies of the minutes, and I was trying to go back and print some out and had trouble trying to get them for those time frames. When he was taking them, if it's online, I need a physical hard copy to show them because they won't take
the missing documents that he's requesting are the minutes from.
That's one of the things, because every time you submit, let me show you something.
So that
Hold on, we're
ironing this out real quick, Miriam. This is very important.
These people in the back are disrupting.
It's okay. They look like they're doing official city business, so we'll leave them alone. So the thing that he wants is just minutes from...
He wants the voting record, and he wants original receipts.
Right.
Okay, and that will appease him? He's chomping at the bit. These emails are a bit much.
It's the October reconciliation.
Yep.
And what I do is...
It was quarterly before. Now it's monthly.
Okay, so...
I have one of these are for the quarterly ones, okay?
The one from yesterday says July to September, which was CAT... Actually, July to September, I believe, is when John Henry was stepping in and acting as both treasurer and secretary. By the way, thank you for doing that.
Yes.
We just have to get them the minutes from
doing it.
That's not all.
Unfortunately.
They needed one of these, which I started doing, and this is new. They didn't do this originally, okay? But they want this. And as you can see, it's there. Oh. I sent it. Then it was this. And this is my P card statement, and I sent it.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I can help you out with any of the minutes.
Okay, so then... Okay, let Howard jump in here, micromanage it, so we can get Merlo off our proverbial... Okay, Candy, did you have a question for Jeanette?
No, just quickly, Ms. Brennan. How much more time do I have, John?
5 minutes, sir.
6 minutes, 7 seconds.
Okay, I have 6 minutes, 7 seconds.
Are you going to burn it all right now?
No.
All right, you have 2 minutes.
Just quickly about the DWP. Stakeholders, I need you to really understand in regards to DWP, these two trust funds that were set up, we fought those back when they originally started because we felt that they were basically going to be grafting for a lot of positions where the DWP would place people that they wanted there and the money would be used with salaries, et cetera. But we've got to remember that if you take a look at what's taking place back east with all these storms and everything else, the Department of Water, and I know, Doctor, I hope you'll agree with me, the Department of Water Power staff, 99.99% of those people are good people, and we're lucky to have them. Yes, they are paid overpaid because City Council was dumb enough to give them those raises, and none of us would turn down a raise. So let's fix the problem. Let's get accountability, but let's not destroy the morale over at DWP because we're going to need them one day.
Guess what? We needed them today. Did you not see the news where we had a big sinkhole and a pipe burst on Haines here in Van Nuys?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, and along with that,
yeah.
You
lost
City
a lot
Hall.
Of water. We're on a drought, and we have a drain break, and we have water loss, and that means we're paying more again. My bottom line is we're working on that because we know that's budget advocacy stuff.
Let's cut to the chase.
But my biggest thing is, cut to the
and
chase.
Thank
I need
Kerger
to just get the rest of
that
back up there and then go down and hand it to them and make them give me the receipt. So if they lose it after that, it's their fault. I do have two copies. I have one for me.
You guys want to record it just so we have, you know what I mean, just CYA on this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have my... I have a copy, a Xerox copy of everything I've got.
Perfect.
I've also given Maria, and did I give you the last bunch, girl? Okay, so Maria and I both have copies of everything. In case they do lose it, we at least have copies. But it's not the same quite, you know, as the actual original, because sometimes they're a little harder to read. If you get a receipt from a store, sometimes it's really light. So then when you copy it, it's even lighter. And you can darken it so much, but then you can't read it sometimes. So bottom line, I have it all, and I have sent it to them. And he chooses to ignore it because I haven't given him the actual original, and I haven't done that for two reasons. One, I was worried it would get lost, and two, I don't have some of the minutes that need to go with some of those things. So we have those, then I can go down there and meet with him, give him the stuff, and we'll be off the hook.
So let's approve the treasurer's report and get in.
Please, and I need in the minutes the vote count, and give me a minute to run back there because I write it on the form because that's what I put in when I send him the stuff. I write down who voted for what and whatever because that's part of it too. That has to go.
All right, so
George.
With that, yes, Derek.
Just
yes,
before sir. We move on in a separate topic, but dealing with our budget, if everyone looks, we have $13,515.51 as of today. And I think by the time we get a new budget that comes in, we're only going to probably spend, if we just keep doing the normal, about $1,000 between now and then. So we have $10,000 to match for a beautification program. That's $20,000. And I know we haven't paid the photographer, but that's still an ongoing issue. We don't technically know how much we're going to pay him. But still, that's $10,000 we can match. That's $20,000 that we can use to beautify Van Nuys. I think that's something we should really look into and something we should take advantage of.
I concur.
You've missed a few meetings, so you don't know. I usually put on the bottom of that, please note there are